John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Hotel Mars, Episode N. Dr. Livingston, David Livingston of The Space Show joins me. We are here to celebrate science fiction films. David, you and I grew up on this stuff. We are suckers for it, and every time Forbidden Planet shows up, I can't stop it, David. I have to watch it. So, you recently attended a science fiction film festival here in the 21st century, Raw Science Film Festival, that took place within these last days in Los Angeles at a Zanuck Theater. Do you go regularly to science fiction film festivals, David? Can you not give up being 11 years old? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, John. I used to go to their conventions. I haven't done that in a long time. This is the first film festival I've actually attended in many, many years, and I certainly look forward to attending all of them again, and hopefully Carrie will keep doing them again. It was much more than science fiction, and it was a who's who of the space industry and the movers and shakers in science that are related to space in Southern California. It was amazing.
We welcome the founder of Raw Science, Raw Science Film Festival. This is rawscience.tv is the website. Carrie Kukral. Carrie, a very good evening to you. Congratulations for a successful festival. I've watched the trailers, but as David says, you are speaking to a very large community of geeky people who grew up on science fiction films. Did you grow up on science fiction, Carrie? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I definitely grew up on science fiction films. I grew up in the Midwest in Indiana, and every alien movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and every alien movie I loved.
And you love them. Why? Help people who don't have the bug catch it, Carrie. What is it that, what is the magic that happens when you sit down to watch a science fiction movie, oh, say for the 50th time, and you know every scene? What happens?
For me, I'm sure it's different for everyone, but for me, I love to be able to think about life in a more advanced way. So science fiction is my favorite thing, and I think it just takes you to definitely a childlike place of, you know, thinking that anything can happen and being like awed by the universe.
How is it for the people who come to your festivals? Do they talk about the experience, or do they just show up and eat popcorn?
They talk about the experience. We had filmmakers fly in from all over the world this time who won awards, and they definitely have it. They feel like it's a, you know, good place to come for filmmaker camaraderie. They talk about the experience. The audience certainly, you know, had a lot to say about C25 and some of the others. So they certainly talk about it.
David, how was it for you being with the space crowd to watch science fiction? Do people have smiles on their faces? Do they think this is part of their job? Are they trying to imagine how they're going to sell space engineering, very expensive space engineering, to the public? Is it practical like that?
Well, I think they love science fiction, but what they also got was the absolute cutting edge of science and space together. For example, the father and son team that did the language in the movie Arrival and are famous for Mathematica's computer program were there and talked at length about how they actually created that language for the film. And the Breakthrough Initiative, Dr. Lubin guy, who wants to send interstellar wafers out to Proxima B and Alpha Centauri, talked about his science and his physics, about how they were going to go a third of the speed of light to be able to send thousands of these interstellar wafers. And so it was science fiction, but it was real science, and it was real space, and it was all blended together with people who love science fiction and who are doing real space every day. It was a great combination of people and events.
You had an award ceremony following the viewing of some of your films, Carrie. Mm-hmm. What was the award ceremony speaking to? The people who were there, or growing the story of Raw Science Festival? What's the vision?
There is, people describe it as sort of like a TED lecture meets a sci-fi fest, where we do combine, you know, as David said, the real and the fictional. It's supposed to be, it's like the Academy Awards for science media. It's black tie, red carpet. We want to make science media as fun and glamorous as any other thing that's celebrated in popular culture. And just as an example, in the lobby, to David's point, we had a combination of demos where one film was called Einstein's God Model, and they had a fake model of a device that would go to the quantum realm. And then literally sitting right next to it was a phased laser array that is getting us to Alpha Centauri at near the speed of light through Breakthrough Initiative.
Let's talk about the what I know to be at the award ceremony, the viewings. You had three films that you're listed on your website, Journey, Seat 25, and Passage to Mars. Tell me about Seat 25, because I'm hooked on it just watching the trailer.
It is a great film. It's a feature-length film by Nicholas Agnew, who's out of the UK. It stars Madeleine Cook, also out of the UK. And it is a film that is about a woman who wins a seat on a trip to go to Mars. And it's a really realistic view of what her life is like and what are the things that lead her to the decision to do this in the broader picture of the science behind it. So it's very quirky and really good.
David, you have a question for Carrie.
Carrie, I understand that Raw Science Film Festival is now part of the Academy Awards, and these films are eligible to be submitted to the Academy Awards. Can you explain that or say something about that? I think that's really cool.
Sure. It's not quite yet. It takes 5 years, and we're we have finished the third year of the festival. So after two more, we will be eligible. And we have some, you know, members on our team that are related to the Academy that are helping us do this. And basically, it's a situation where a film, if it wins the Raw Science Award, is eligible to be nominated. And that's in the shorts and animation categories. And we will also, by the time 2019 rolls around, we're wanting to add an element that would also qualify feature-length films, and that is basically a week of screening in the theater as, in addition to winning the award. So there's some time involved with it, but we can't wait for that to happen, and I think it will be an important part of keeping awareness on science media.
Carrie, we have lots of filmmakers listening to us right now. Some of them are still in high school. Some of them are making films while they listen to us. What do they need to know about contacting you or about submitting entries to Raw Science Film Festival?
We'll open entries again in a handful of months in the late spring. You'll definitely see it on the website, rawscience.tv. You can also email me at Carrie, K-E-R-I, at rawscience.tv to ask questions or learn about it. We have students, amateurs, professionals, and youth that are able to submit. And so, you know, it's a pretty broad audience of filmmakers.
David?
Carrie, how can people see the films that were previewed on Saturday or that were submitted? Are they available on the website to be seen?
They will be available after next week. We have to get through a few paperwork items, but we'll be uploading them to our Video On Demand platform. So when you go to the website, you just select the premium Video On Demand category, and you'll see the films. Some of them are free, some of them are paid. You just need to subscribe to Raw Science, and you can view them. And we're going to be showing all official selections, finalists, and winners that are available for distribution.
Carrie, are you Hollywood? Is that what's happening here? Am I hearing that you're the next wave of Hollywood, that science fiction is going to take over?
That is the plan. That is the absolute plan. I think the beauty and the logic behind scientific thought needs to be absolutely elevated in public consciousness. And we would like to take over Hollywood, yes.
Yes, yes, and then move on to Mars. David, we have these announcements. Elon Musk is on the president's advisory panel for technology and science. So
it's
just one step that Mars is going to become part of our daily conversation, no longer fiction, real.
Well, Carrie needs to be part of the STEAM movement, which is STEM plus arts, and I don't know if you are part of that yet, Carrie, but that's something that you should be elevated to the very top.
Yes, because you do nonfiction films as well. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yes, fiction and nonfiction.
And you welcome those submissions. Carrie, the younger people who attend your award ceremonies, what are their remarks about this? Do they think this is a bunch of crazy gray-haired people running around being excited?
They are over the moon about it. We just flew in. We helped raise funds for an Australian filmmaker who's only 17 years old that won the Youth Award this year out of Australia. And, I mean, he tells us it was the best day of his life. He was inspired. He's definitely a STEAM engineering and art mindset. And he is inspired about space. So he made this beautiful film called Journey, started when he was 15, completed in one when he was 17. And what inspired him was the Gravitational Wave Center, Discovery Center in Perth, Australia, where he lives. He was taken to as a child. And it was just beyond amazing for him to be able to come to the United States and meet Kip Thorne, who actually, inaugurated that gravitational wave site. So we think it's a life-changing experience for these filmmakers.
The website is rawscience.tv. Carrie Cookrell is the founder of the Raw Science Film Festival, soon to take over Hollywood. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, episode N.